For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Matt Ross Spang is a young recording engineer who got his start at Sun Studio here in Memphis. Over the last few years, he's become a master of vintage rock and roll recording, using some of the same techniques as the label's founder, Sam Phillips. This has made Ross Spang a kind of go-to guy for retro projects, and his latest work can be heard on an Elvis Presley record. It's a new collection called Way Down in the Jungle Room. These were the songs Elvis recorded in his den at Graceland in 1976. Ross Spang worked on a whole side of outtakes like this one. Recording engineer Matt Ross Spang is with us today. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Elvis's music must have some significance to someone who worked at Sun Studio, albeit 60 years after Elvis recorded there.
Huge. I mean, I grew up around him, and being from Memphis and loving music, I mean, he's the kind of the center of it all.
So anyone who's ever toured Graceland knows that the Jungle Room is one of America's weirdest experiments in home decor, right?
Yes.
But is it a good place to make a record?
It sounded phenomenal. Shag carpet obviously does something to sound, and having all the wood is really good, and there's not too much glass in there. But bigger than the room is it's however many guys that have been playing together for years, playing songs that they love to play.
So I like how there's one of the outtakes where the phone rings and the dog barks.
Cut.
That phone just rang.
Damn telephone. Turn the thing off. Shoot it off the wall. Okay. Shoot the dogs in the phone. Hold it. Shoot the yellow dog.
It's almost like the same kind of problems he had at home as people today making podcasts.
Yeah. I think it lends to it. You know, we would all laugh. But Elvis, you want to know what it was like for him behind the curtain, behind the jumpsuit, behind the 70s karate shows and stuff. You hear him completely being him.
This record really lets you hear the songs the way they first got laid down on tape, and then you can listen to how they were loaded up with all the overdubbing later on. And the most famous song of this bunch, I think, is Moody Blue. Here is the very first take of that song recorded in the jungle room at Graceland. Let me just fade into the final version of that song after all the production was added. This was Elvis's last hit in 1976.
Obviously, the two things that would jump out to me are the strings and the wild percussion. You know, on the track I mixed was kind of more raw.
Are you surprised at how much more production Elvis's songs got after he recorded the original versions?
Sometimes, yeah, but you know, it could be Elvis saying he wants all the strings on there. It could be the producer. It could be the label saying, put more strings on this, because at the time, you never know what happened in 76.
Recording engineer Matt Ross Spang doesn't just remix old Elvis recordings. In fact, he just won a Grammy Award for his work on an album by Jason Isbell. But this Friday, you can pick up Elvis Presley's Way Down in the Jungle Room, a new collection of Elvis's old songs recorded at Graceland in 1976. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.